Number 2291, and we have a House version, which is House CS for CS for Senate Bill 291 Finance Amendment. We have the Senate version, which is CS for Senate Bill Number 291 Rules. And present at the table today are Representative Croft, Chairman Mulder, Co-Chairman Williams, and Senator Wilkin, Senator Hoffman, and myself, Senator Donnelly. And we have some differences between the two bills. I'd like to at least narrow the focus down. I'd move to adopt the House numbers for sections 1, 2, 3, 4,
Would you like me to make a motion for you, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would entertain
Mr.
a
Chairman,
motion.
Yeah. I would move that the conference committee adapt, based upon the House CS, the House numbers for sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Thereby leaving open sections 5, 6, and 9.
And that's from the House version.
That's from the House version.
I don't have an objection to that. Any objection from our side? Any objection? That motion carries. That leaves sections 5, 6, and 9 on the table still for the committee. Representative Mulder, would you be willing to do a motion asking that the committee request limited powers to deal with those sections?
One second, if you can go please, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Conference committee adopt the House numbers for sections 5, section 6, and for section 9, I would recommend that the subcommittee adopt 6% as opposed to 7%. Is that the correct? That equates to 6 million, I believe. If 7% equates to 7 million, 6% roughly equates to 6%.
And Mr. Chairman, do we have any idea how long that would take us through? Would that take us through the end of May?
My understanding, Senator Hoffman, is the proration was based on 7%. It's about $1 million a percentage, and that would take us through the approximately the end of May. So one more month in the fiscal year.
Roughly. Okay. I'll go ahead and agree with that, and if we're going to come back and ask for limited powers, I'll just double check on that.
All right. So we would, as part of that motion, we would be asking for limited powers to make that change, too. Okay. So, Representative Croft.
Well, I don't have any objection to doing that, and with the understanding that we're going to seek that 1% in. I'm not sure what we're supposed to call this one. This was the fast track. You know, it's something different. But anyway, the slower track supplement.
Representative Croft, that is my intention to include that final 1% in the last supplemental budget that will be moving through the process. So my motion will be that we adopt or pursue the 6% number and ask our respective bodies for limited powers to be able to accomplish that.
Okay. I don't have any objection to that. Is there any objection from the Senate side?
Nope.
Any objection? Motion carries. Well, that concludes our business.
Mr. Chairman, assuming that both bodies provide that ability, could we have the Secretary actually prepare that for us now so we could sign it today? That it could be prepared. That way it could be done.
Wendy's nodding her head yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
all right.
Mr. Chairman.
With that, we're adjourned.
Thanks.